Welcome to the guided meditation called Feeling Unconditionally. This meditation supports week number 4 of the presence process. The conscious response in the first edition is, I restore inner balance with my compassionate attention. In the revised edition, it's I feel unconditionally. We'll be exploring these themes in this meditation. So let's start by getting settled. Go ahead and take some deep breaths, allowing yourself to relax. Drop into yourself, closing your eyes and surrendering the weight of your body into the chair or couch or whatever surface you're sitting in. Allowing that to do the work so you don't have to do the work of holding yourself up. We'll begin by just noticing your entire body. Notice what it's like in your feet, what it's like to be you in your legs, in your pelvis and torso, hands, arms, shoulders, neck, head, face. Allowing your attention to not only track your whole body, but also have some awareness of the space around you. Just opening your soft awareness, noticing temperature, sound, smell, skin. And like any guided meditation, whatever arises is perfect. There's no right or wrong way to do this. Just an invitation to allow things to emerge. And do what feels right for you as this meditation unfolds. So I invite you to think of a recent event or situation that brings you discomfort, or it could be an ongoing chronic discomfort such as pain or ongoing emotional quality like melancholy or irritability. If you're imagining or remembering an event, just allow yourself to remember this event or situation. Allow yourself to see the details. Can even imagine what you might do or say in reaction to it. Or imagine what you might do or say in reaction to the chronic discomfort, if that's what you're tracking. And if you feel willing, allow yourself to notice what comes up for you when I ask this next question. What's hardest for you about this situation? As you allow yourself to notice, what's really hard for you? What's the worst of it for you? Allow your attention to go to your body and notice how your body is responding to this situation or event or chronic discomfort as you contemplate what's hardest for you about it. Just allowing a spacious noticing of your body and the particular qualities of this discomfort, what's hard for you about the situation. How might you describe the physical qualities of the discomfort or pain in response to the situation? Or the chronic pain? How might you describe the emotional qualities of your discomfort? And if the energetic dimension of your being is something that you're aware of, how might you describe the quality of your energetic being in response to this discomfort when you allow yourself to feel this discomfort? You don't have to come up with exact words. But the looking and the noticing is key. As you really notice the texture, shape, and the dimensions of this discomfort. Again, no right way or wrong way. Just allowing yourself to notice what arises for you as I ask you these questions. And this invitation to deeply notice the qualities of your discomfort, the emotional and physical sense of it. So this ability to notice and feel the qualities of your discomfort is what Michael Brown means by felt perception. This conscious perception of your direct, immediate, embodied experience and sensations. It's dropping the story, dropping analysis, dropping the what and the why and wherefore, and simply perceiving what your discomfort actually feels like in your body. And if you can, and it's okay if this doesn't quite work for you right now, but if you can, see if you can notice, you know, observe your discomfort. Notice that there's part of you that's watching, witnessing your experience. And at the same time, allow yourself to deeply feel and be the discomfort. And this really isn't about effort. It's just realizing that you can do both. Just notice the way in which you're able to perceive, you know, the witness, that there's part of you that's just watching, the presence, the witness. And there's room for you to feel and be the discomfort at the same time. Watching and being, both. And see if you can notice that the part of you that's observing, the presence, the witness, that part is spacious and inherently non-judgmental. See if you can notice the way in which aware presence is just open and simply allows everything to be as it is. That aware presence is inherently unconditional. So this witnessing and being at the same time is unconditional feeling. Presence simply sees, registers, notices everything, including the uncomfortable reaction you're having to the triggering event or situation or chronic pain. Just registering it. And now I'm going to ask to notice a particular quality. I invite you, if it feels right to do so, to notice if some part of you has any judgment or resistance to your discomfort. If you do notice some resistance or judgment, see if you can widen your aware presence to simply include it as well. If you don't have resistance, that's fine. But if you do notice some resistance or judgment, see if you can widen your unconditional awareness to allow and make room for any part of you that's wishing your discomfort would just go away. Just allowing that part of you that doesn't want to feel this way to be here also. This part that wants to fix or change the discomfort or wants to get rid of the triggering situation. Just making lots of room for the discomfort or pain and your reaction to it, the part of you that wants it to stop. Again, there's no right way to do this. If you notice yourself going in a different direction, just allowing yourself to follow what's true for you. So now I'm going to invite you to consider the possibility that there's nowhere to go but here. There's really nowhere to go. How much can you surrender to this moment right now, as it is, as you are? Surrendering to your discomfort and also your desire for the discomfort to end. What if you could, just for a moment, let go of all your desired outcomes from doing the presence process or therapy or even doing this guided meditation. Just for a moment, letting go of all your outcomes, the desired outcomes, and surrender completely to your direct experience in this moment, the discomfort and resistance to it. What would it be like to surrender into the unpredictable and uncontrollable unfolding of yourself and your life? What if presence or life or being or God, whatever word you want, is perfectly orchestrating everything for your benefit? And that whatever arises in your life, including any changes that are or are not happening, whatever arises is valid and necessary and designed just for you. What if you didn't have to figure anything out? And the only thing you really needed to do is to feel this moment deeply and let life or presence or being do all the rest. Nothing to figure out. What would it be like to trust this process? To trust and surrender to this process of your life. As it is in this moment, with nowhere to go. That concludes the meditation. Feel free to move your body if it feels like it needs to shift. Slowly open your eyes and reconnect to the visual dimension of this moment as it is, as you are. Thank you for joining me on this exploration.